Book of Galatians, chapter 3. I'm going to start reading at verse 16. I'm going to read about several verses there, and then I'll let you be seated and we'll pray. And then I'm going to read some verses of Scripture with the Lord's help over in Hebrews chapter 11 tonight and try to see what God would have all this put together tonight. Galatians chapter 3, and starting at verse 16. The Bible said, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scriptures have concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. For after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." I believe that'd be all that we read at this time. You may be seated tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight thanking you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for these that's able, Lord, to come out of your house tonight. Lord, I know there's others, Lord, that physically, Lord, is not able to get out tonight. Lord, we pray that you'd visit them in their homes and the hospitals and assisted living homes and wherever they might be tonight. Lord, they wasn't able to come to the house of the Lord. I pray that you'd be with them and comfort them and touch them. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd just come by tonight. Lord, you'd touch our hearts again. I'm thankful, Lord, that we have a privilege, Lord, in the United States, to come to your house and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we might not always have this privilege. Lord, a lot of people's afraid that it's going to be taken away from us. And yet it seems like we're taken away from ourselves when people don't come. One day when we're not able to come, there'll be people desiring to come that didn't come when they could have come. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd always keep that burning in our heart to come to the house of the Lord, to praise and to worship you in spirit and in truth for what you've done in our lives and the lives of those that are here. Help us to be a witness to those, Lord, round about us, that we might help others find the way. God, I pray tonight, Lord, you'd help us keep our remarks, Lord, right to what you'd have for us to bring tonight. I pray every person to be fed and their hearts to be touched be exactly what they need. We thank you, Lord, for good friends, Lord, allowing us to be in your house, Lord, with those that are gathered here tonight. Lord, all the prayer requests, Lord, that went out earlier, Lord, we're not going to try to mention every one of them, but you know every need, Lord, the young man there, Lord, the wreck that took place, Lord, the surgeries that took place, the texts, the phone calls, and everything else that's come our way tonight. I'm glad, Lord, you know every need. And not only do you know them, Lord, I'm glad you can do something about it. I pray, God, Lord, you'd comfort, Lord, where there needs to be comfort. You'd touch, Lord, where they need to be touched. And, Lord, you'd do that, Lord, that's needed in all their lives. And I pray, Lord, tonight, most of all, above everything, if there's one here tonight that's not put their total faith and trust in you as their personal Savior, I pray they'd realize there's been a promise made. And all they got to do is believe that God cannot lie. That promise was made to all of us. And I pray, God, Lord, that you come across as clear as you give it to us. And whatever's accomplished or said or done tonight, we'll do our best to always remember, Lord, it's because of you that we're where we're at tonight. And we'll give you the praise and honor for it all. It's in Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen and amen. I want to preach tonight on verse 18 of the book of Galatians. That second part where it said God gave it to Abraham by promise. By promise. I began to read, I was reading this the other morning as we got to work. If you back up in chapter 3 of the book of Galatians, starting at verse 1, he said, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Paul was writing to the church in Galatia, if you'd have it, to the Galatians there, and they had begin to turn back from faith, if you'd have it, and following that was a promise that God had made, that if we would trust God and believe God through faith, that we could be saved and bound for heaven. Amen. Ain't you glad of that tonight? That we could pray in faith, trusting and believing God, repent of our sins, be forgiven of everything that we've done, receive the gift of eternal life, and be on our way to heaven because of what Jesus did at Calvary. Amen. And yet here they was trying to go back to the law as if it was going to make none effect to the promise. Now, what Paul was saying here to the Galatians is what I begin to read. Sometimes we get things out of order because when we read the end of this, he begins to talk about the law being the schoolmaster how to bring us to Christ. And so we know that the law had a purpose, and God didn't just give us a law to be giving us a law, but he gave us a law for a pathway to let everybody know that we fell guilty under the law, that we were sinners, and without Christ, amen, all of us was guilty. I remember one of the scriptures in the Bible said if we're guilty of one point, then we're guilty of all. We can point fingers at somebody that's did 10 things, but if you did one little bitty thing, then we're both called guilty, amen. You can weigh it out however you want to. If you're guilty, you're guilty. And if you're not guilty, you're not guilty. And by God's standards, he said all men fail under the... Amen. Brother Randy, that of being guilty, and we needed a Savior because we're sinners. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that God made Abraham a promise. Amen. The promise come before the law. And so he said, when the law come, did it do away with the promise that I had made? God forbid. God had made a promise. Amen. One thing you can count on tonight, God is going to stand good on his promises. Amen.
sang. I like that old song, standing on the promises of Christ my King. Praise the Lord. The Word of God gives us many promises. Amen. And because of Jesus Christ, every one of us has had some promises given to us. And the promises didn't come by law. The promises came by Christ. Amen. Abraham's seed. Amen. I don't mind saying this. I don't care if it's recorded. I don't care if it goes to radio broadcast. A lot of people get a little worried about where they stand. Amen. Premillennials are real boastful about what they believe. Amen. But I wish they'd read the book of Galatians. Amen. It wasn't by Abraham's seeds with an S on it. Brother Randy, the promises wasn't made to the house of Israel. The promise was made through Christ. One seed. He said that seed, which is Christ Jesus, praise the Lord. The promise was made to the world, to the church if you'd have it. Everybody believed in Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. You don't get to heaven because you're a Jew, praise the Lord. You get to heaven because a Jew gets in you, amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that what Paul said? He said, I'm not a Jew outwardly. He said, but I'm a Jew inwardly. Amen. The children of Israel ain't got nothing on the church. Amen. I know he said the Jew first and then also the Gentiles. I know that Christ came through the Jews if you'd had it. I certainly know that. I also know that God said they was his chosen people. He said, you'll be my people and I'll be your God. Amen. But I also said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Amen. He wasn't making too many statements about Israel at that time. He's banking everything on the church. Amen. He didn't say he's coming to get Israel. He's coming to get the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. I might not be part of Israel, depending on how you look at it, but I am part of the church. Amen. And by his promises, he said, if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. If it were not so, I'd have told you. Amen. He didn't tell me he wasn't coming back. He told me he was coming back. He made me some promises. And some of the promises that he made, he didn't make them to me directly. Brother Mallory made them to Abraham. Amen. Now you, I like this old song. Brother D.B., I know you've had to hear it. I am a royal, a descendant of a king from Jerusalem. I'm part of the bloodline of David. That's who I am. And I claim kinship to Isaac, to Jacob, and Abraham. I'm a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem. Now, you might have missed this part. Let me help you. Abraham had Isaac. Isaac had Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. And they began to beget children. And as time went on, Ruth had some children after she met Boaz. Praise the Lord. And then come forth David. And he said, from Abraham unto David was 14 generations. And from David to the carrying away of Babylon was 14 generations. And from the carrying away unto Christ. That's why Christ was called the son of David. That's why Christ is the seed of Abraham. Amen. He came through Abraham. God wasn't promising. And Isaac, Isaac was a picture, praise the Lord, of Christ. Amen. Oh, Hagar and him got ahead of the Lord. And I'd like to say here real quick, they wasn't the first ones that got ahead of the Lord. Amen. They got ahead of the Lord. They had a child by the name Ishmael. But the Lord told Abraham, he said, it's not by this child that I made you this promise. He said, but it's by the child that's going to come from your loins. Amen. You might say, so I thought Abraham, that was Ishmael's daddy. He was. Amen. But Sarah, praise the Lord, was his wife of his loins. And that's who God had promised. And Sarah was going to have a child. Amen. And she had one. Praise the Lord. At 90 years old, she had a baby. You might say, I don't believe it. Amen. There ain't no need believing anything else in the Bible. It happened. Amen. God promised it. It came to pass, amen. God's good on his promises, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's by promise, amen. When I begin to read, listen to what he said here in Hebrews chapter 11 now. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after that receiver and inheritance obey. And he went out not knowing whether he went. All, the one thing about it, Brother Matt, he didn't know where he was going. But God told him to go, so he went. And so God blessed him because he was obedient. Amen. You leave here tonight, God tells you turn left and you live right. All I'm going to tell you is if you'll turn left, quit worrying about where you're going. God will bless you for being obedient. Amen. God loves obedience. Amen. He's made us some promises. It will follow him. Let him lead us. He'll bless us. Amen. And all that we do. Amen. Didn't he say in one place, he said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He didn't say they were suggestions, amen. But God orders us where to go. And when we go, he'll bless us. He'll be behind us. So he said this, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. Here we go. God done promised him a land too. He said, I'm going to take you to a land. He said, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. He said, I'm going to take you to a land. He said, Jacob and Isaac's going to dwell in tents. He said, in the same promise that I'm making you, I'm going to make it with your heirs, Jacob and Isaac. It was a faith. It was a faith promise. If you'd have the promise, wasn't wrapped up in Isaac. The promise was wrapped up in faith. And not just faith in the weatherman, or faith that it's going to rain, or enough faith to go across the board and it's not going to break and put you in a river. But our faith is only as good as the object we put it in. Praise the Lord. I'd like to say, with the Lord's help tonight, there's no greater person we can put our faith in than Jesus Christ. Amen. He made us some promises. You know, one of the things he promised me, he said, if you'll listen to me like a son does his daddy, I'll give you some fatherly advice. That's in one of the books. He said, if you get down to where you need a friend, he said, I promise you I'll be a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. Amen. He said, I want to make you another promise. He said, I don't care wherever you go, I'm going with you all the way. Though others may leave and turn left to the right, I promise you that I'm going with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Amen. Brother Mallory, and not only that, but when we're taking our final breath, he's a promise that he's going to be standing there at the river. Transportation has been based on the promise that we put in Christ at the altar when we prayed. Amen. What a promise. And you know, you don't have to use the word I promise to mean that you promise. I told Amanda I was going to love her to death, do us part. And I didn't say, I promise. I was making a vow before God and my witnesses that was there that day. Amen. Do you know Christ didn't have to say nothing? Brother Darrell, he didn't have to make no promises to us. Praise the Lord. It's good tonight. It's a whole lot bigger than I'm going to be able to preach. I know that. I want to finish reading this real quick. He said, amen, that the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to receive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Amen. You know what past age means, don't you? Just too old to have one. Amen. But God had promised it. Amen. And it still happened. It was too old to happen, but it still happened. Why did it happen? Because God had promised. Amen. There's another thing God promised one time. He said, Noah, yeah, Daddy, you see that bow in the sky? It's going to be a token. I don't want to change the Bible, but this is what it means. I want to promise you something. It's not going to rain like that anymore. It's not going to flood the earth anymore. 40 days and 40 nights. It's not going to happen like that anymore. I promise you. And I'm not going to destroy the world by water, amen, ever again like that. The whole world, amen. And guess what? He never has, amen. Nor will he ever. Why? Because he promised. Some things he's promised us different things. Some things he's promised us all the same. You know, he said one place, I quote this a lot. He said, if you'll confess your sins, he said, I'm faithful and just forgive your sins. And cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Here we go. Here's a promise, brother. If you come to the altar and you trust me, and you ask me and by faith to forgive you your sins, he said, because I'm faithful, I promise you that I'm going to forgive you them sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Because I'm faithful, amen. There's been a few children come down here to pray. I didn't tell them they're saved, but I kept saying, well, what are you saying? What are you waiting on? Well, I'm asking Jesus to save me. Do you believe he'll save you? Yes. Did you confess your sins to him? Yes. Do you believe he loves you? Did he draw you to the altar? Yes. Then if you've done everything that he said to do, you've got to trust him. He promised he'd save you. Amen. Did he not? God don't break his promises. If you come to the altar and you pray and you don't get forgiven, it's because you didn't do something right. Amen. It ain't because he won't forgive you. You ready? Here goes a real good promise. It don't matter if I messed up yesterday and I'm one day in. Brother D. Ben, I go to the altar tonight. God's going to forgive me that sin. What if somebody's a month in and ain't been to church or prayed in a month? He'll forgive them for all month. What if they're a year in? They ain't been praying, asking God to forgive them. Brother Day or Darrell, he's still faithful because of his promises. He'll forgive them in that year. This is where people has a problem with this. What about 20 years? He's faithful. He'll forgive 20 years. It don't take 20 years. and to get back in the will of God. All it takes is faith in the Lord Jesus to trust His promises, praise the Lord, that He'll do what He said He'd do. Amen. Sometimes it takes God showing us that He can keep His promises to build our faith. I've had the Lord tell me a few times He's going to do something. When He first said, I didn't even know if it was the Lord. And then once I realized it was the Lord, I really didn't know if it was going to come to pass. But now I don't even put waver. If the Lord tells me I'll be a millionaire by Friday, I'll probably buy an expensive car Thursday night. Amen. I'm not going to jump a lot of people and say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Let me just say something here real quick. You can throw all your eggs in on Jesus. Amen. He says something you can bank on, it's going to take place. He never promised me I was going to be rich, so I'm not expecting to be rich. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. None of His disciples was rich. None of the prophets was rich. I don't know why I think I'm living good enough that I ought to be rich. Amen. A lot of people thanks God I'll just pour out all His riches to us. Abraham was rich, yo. Let me say it another way. He wasn't poor. Jacob wasn't poor. Isaac wasn't poor. David wasn't poor. Solomon wasn't poor. They loved God. Praise the Lord. Old Mallard didn't even know I preached on Job. I don't think that he wasn't here the other day. We see, he's over there saying Job wasn't poor. We just read about that Sunday, didn't we? How much Job had. Let me just say something real quick to be a help to you tonight. You ain't got to be poor to love Jesus. Everybody ain't poor. Praise the Lord. I got to finish reading this. I just want y'all to hear this real quick. Listen, he said, to conceive seed and was delivered of child when she is past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Everybody's all worried about Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel. John numbered them one time. He said there was 144,000. And I think John was just giving us a cluster number if you'd have it. I've said that several times. I believe if he'd really numbered them, every tribe wouldn't have the exact amount of number, Brother Matt. It was a cluster. It just showed an innumerable number of the children of Israel. Is that right tonight? But I'm going to tell you, there was a number that no man could number one day, robed in white. And it was the ones that He promised that we could go by faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right? John seen that number. Amen. Whether it be Jew or Gentile, if we get to heaven, we'll all go by the same promise. Amen. The promise that was made was that He is going to send a seed. And He sent it to Calvary. And He said, this seed is Christ. It's amazing how we can get to Ezekiel, Daniel, and Revelation, and everybody forgets about Galatians. Listen to this. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. You ever had your eyes on something that God had promised was going to take place? You ain't got it yet, but you're still looking. I'm going to share one real quick. I've shared this several times, but first church I went to, I've told y'all several times, I prayed and prayed and prayed. And I didn't hate them people. I loved them. I knew them. I loved them. And I knew them better than I knew y'all when I come here, brother. I already knew a lot of them. And I did love them. I'd already been part of a church with them before, Brother Andy. But I didn't want to pastor. I don't know if I just didn't want to pastor. I didn't want to pastor them. I didn't want to pastor there, whatever. I just didn't feel like it was going to work. I felt like God showed me I needed to go. I prayed again. It's almost like old Gideon. Lord, I know you wet the fleece, but let me pray this one more time. And he showed me again. And prayed and he showed me again. And almost, if you ain't careful, I just want, this is me. I was a little bit rebellious, to be honest with you. If you'd have it, I guess the closest person I could have put myself to was Jonah. Lord, I don't want to go. Lord, I understand you're answering my prayers, but I still don't want to go. Let me pray again. Maybe you'll change your answer. You know, one thing about God, though, he says, hey, I change not. He don't change. And I was on my way one morning to work, and I'll never forget this, and I say this humbly. It's never happened again. You can sit here, and you can say, I just don't believe it. It ain't going to change the fact it happened. I know it happened. And there ain't enough people in this church. And you couldn't get enough people in this church there to make me believe it didn't happen. There ain't a psychologist could talk me out of it. He'd say, well, you was hallucinating that morning. I'd say, well, you can believe what you want. You need to go back and get another degree. I know what I saw. And I know what happened. And it's almost like when God gives you a promise, you can bank on it. It's as good as already happened. When we get where we trust the Lord enough, Brother Randy. I was going to work that morning. I remember what God showed me, but I don't remember the drive. I remember getting on I-20 in Villarica, and I remember pulling up at the red light at Fulton Industrial, but I don't remember from Villarica to Fulton Industrial on I-20. But I remember as soon as I got on I-20, I was listening to a gospel song, and all of a sudden it got so real in that car, I heard singing coming out of the back from behind me. I shared this several times, and it was sitting hair up on my neck. It was just like blistering. It's like sitting on the front bench here on a Sunday morning when everybody's come in feeling good, and you're just about shaking the rafters in here singing, and I felt like that was coming from the back seat. And it got so real in that car, and I was squalling, that when I started to turn to look in the back of the car, I was looking across that windshield, and I seen the piano. I seen the podium in that church. I'd been preaching there a couple of times. They was looking for a preacher. I seen the signs, seen everything. It'd be just like if I was sitting in the car looking at Whip Grove and was going to turn around and look back this way towards John and them. I seen the crosses, seen the baptistry, seen the flag. And I was turning around and I looked back there and the house was full. People were singing, crying, having a good time. And that's all I remember. The Lord said, if you'll go, I will fill it. I will fill that house. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I was 20-something years old. You think I don't know much about the Bible now? I didn't have no business pastoring the church except God told me to take it. I'll just be honest with you. When I look back now at what little bit I knew about a pastor, I didn't really have much business even probably trying to teach a Sunday school class, let alone being a pastor. But now that I've looked back on that, sometimes I thought, boy, I didn't really know much. But see, you ain't got to know much if you're pastoring people as long as they don't know much more than you know. If you're pastoring about 10 or 12 people, you understand what I'm saying? And they're not that deep in the Word. They don't need a Raymond Cook. They just need somebody to come to church and preach and love them. Y'all with me? I went in there and preached. Nobody prayed. Nobody come. After 6 months, I was just about scared. The roof fell in. Everything was going against me right off the bat. One of the last Sundays I was there before they voted me out. Brother D.B., I was sitting on that front bench, and they cranked up and started singing. And as soon as I heard the song, I wasn't even thinking about it. It was the furthest thing from my mind that morning. It was just like I was having a special day here, and my mind was focused on everything that was going on. And then all of a sudden, they started singing. God brought that vision back. And I remembered hearing that singing. And it was just as if that was the day he let me see. I started going across the church, turning around to see. And I was seeing everything the same. You can call it deja vu. You can call it whatever you want. And it happened, amen. I turned around, looked in the back, looked behind me in the church. It was packed. There was chairs out. There's people sitting out in the hallway. It was so full. And praise the Lord. Then about 2 weeks later, I got voted out, amen. But guess what? God's promise came to pass. He didn't promise me I was going to get voted out. He didn't promise me I was going to get to stay there 10 years. He just promised me if I went, he'd fill the house, and he did. Amen. And I'd like to just say this. He didn't feel it because I was a good preacher. He felt it because he said he was going to feel it. Don't take no credit when God keeps his promises. He keeps his promise because he's God. That's just one thing that God promised me. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. There's been a few times we got down pretty low. The last couple years, he's proved himself well more than I ever thought he was ever going to in my life, that God can still keep his promises in 2015 and 16. Amen. Just like he did back in B.C. 20. He's not limited. I knew this was too much. Let me hurry. He said, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them. Embrace them. Who was they embracing? Their friends? No, the promises. Are you embracing the promises? If he promised you he'd answer your prayers, it seemed like we'd be praying more. Y'all ain't getting as much out of this as I am, but that's all right. You just pray, Lord, let me get done with this and I'll go home empty. Amen. And then confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises. Listen to this now and I'll be done. Offered up his only begotten son because of the promise that God made to Abraham, his willing lay his son on the altar and was ready to take his life on a promise. Amen. Do you really hold to God's promises that strong? That we would lay our children and our grandchildren on the altar tonight and do whatever God said, knowing that he had made us a promise. What promise did God make him, Brother Mallory, that made him have so much faith he is willing to do that? Y'all ready? God said, your seed is going to be like the stars in the heavens. And it's going to be like the sand of the sea, innumerable. You ready? Here's Abraham. Well, if I kill the only son I have, God's promise can't come to pass. So I know. Listen, this next verse. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to do it before I read it. He said, I know then if I go ahead and kill Isaac, God's able to raise him back up from the dead. Because that's how much I believe that since God made that promise, he's going to keep it. Amen. Ain't that what he said? Listen. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That's where they get the children of Israel from. But see, they don't get over in Galatians. Listen to this. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. God had showed him, didn't he, Brother D.B.? And it's by promise. That's boy been eating on me all week, by promise. By a promise, Brother Andy. There's been a few times, I'm going to get on, Troy ain't here tonight, so I'm going to get on to him a little bit. Maybe he's listening from the house tonight. He told Randy he was going to be there and meet us at the store on time. Ryan, he'll remember this. Ryan's sitting in the back seat and Randy's going, where are you? Where are you? You're going to make us like we're going to leave you. You told me you'd be here at such a... You told me. And Ryan's back here going, shaking his head, just laughing. And he knew he was going to be late. He told us where he was at on the phone. And Ryan hands me the phone, and he's shaking his head like, don't give it to Randy. And Troy's going, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late. I'm way over here. And all of a sudden, Randy goes, give me that phone. Where is he at? Give me that phone. Where is he at? Where are you at? Where are you at? Tell me where you're at. You better not be over at such. You better not. Oh, my goodness. He starts going on and on. What it was, listen, he had all intentions of keeping his promises. Amen. You ready? Troy is not alone. Jeff Clark has made some promises, Brother Blake, that I've come up short a few times. And I had all intentions. I told somebody, yeah, we're going. And all of a sudden somebody gets in the hospital, we're not going. I'll be there in 1 hour. Car breaks down. I'm not there. Where are you at? I'm on the side of the road. Broke down. Told Sammy, yes, we'll be there. We'll be there at 5 o'clock. I want to see you, church. Where was we at, Toyin? Broke down on the side of the expressway. We didn't make it to the church. We didn't even get to see the church. But I told him we'd be there. This is what's good, and I'm going to be done. God's promises are not altered by circumstance. He can promise something 2,000 years before it happens. And when it's time for it to happen, Tom, God's going to make it happen. Amen. He said they wasn't going to break Jesus' legs, Brother Blake. Guess what? They didn't break them. He said when you find the babe, he's going to be wrapped in a swaddling clothes. And somebody got a feeling about the time it's born, they need to wrap that baby up. Praise the Lord. How did God even know there'd be a swaddling clothes there, praise the Lord? How did he even know that's going to be in a stable, amen? Because he's God, amen. Now I'm telling you something this morning. God's going to make you some promises, and you can bank on them, amen. Your pastor might let you down. Your parents, friends, others. Your boss will promise you a raise. You ain't going to get it. He's going to promise you a position. You ain't going to get it. Y'all hear me? But God don't do that. I want to come get a verse of song. I don't finish this. God called me to preach. He promised me if I put forth an effort, he'd always be there with me. Not it just in the good times, Brother Matt. He said be instant, in season and out of season. A lot of people